Let's look at how the theocracy of God brings community, how it brings the result of what we just read in the book of Acts. This will be Ephesians 4, starting in verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. It says this, "And he," this speaking of Jesus, "and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers." I want to qualify that verse 11 real quick. I want you to get an understanding of that, so you're not confused. I'm not going to do a teaching on the differences between apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers this morning. But what I do want you to get a hold of, in today's society, the person that you call pastor might not be a pastor in that sense, in the sense of what the word means. But the person who occupies the pulpit typically is called pastor in our society. But that person might be an apostle, an apostolic anointing. That person might be a prophetic anointing, maybe a teacher under a teaching, a teacher's anointing, maybe an evangelist anointing on that person, or it may literally be a shepherd. That word pastor, this is the only time this word is translated as pastor in the entire Bible. Mm. Everywhere else, it's shepherd. Yeah. But that word pastor, shepherd, it might be there that are their anointing. But just so you know, whoever it is you call pastor could be any one of those. He or she could operate in one of those fivefold ministry gifts. So when you think of pastor, don't limit it down to just a pastor. It could be any one of those. So it says he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. For that person who's in the pulpit, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. You got to get this. The body of Christ has a ministry. It's not just the one who is standing in the pulpit. Matter of fact, the one who's standing in the pulpit is there to equip you for the work of the ministry of the kingdom on this planet, building the net to minister for the ministry of the kingdom outside of the church. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, building up and encouraging the body of Christ. It's the blood flow of Jesus being stimulated from forearm to hand and back, edifying, building up, causing this living, breathing organism to be what it's called to be. Till we all come to the unity, right? We can take that common unity and put it in there. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God has created this theocracy. He says, my Son is the head. The people that I put in place to speak to you are those who are to lead you, build you, guide you, encourage you, strengthen you, edify you, so that you can go out and minister the kingdom on the planet. Mm. That is the theocracy of God at work. You want to see it in a different way? Go look at Moses. Same deal. Look at David. Same deal. Look at Jeremiah. Same. God has never, not one time in this book, ever done anything without a set man. He always sets a person, gives them a vision, and when there is vision, there is provision. Not every church is in this boat, but I'm praying over this city daily that every church gets in this boat, that the men and women of God who have been set in those places would rise up with vision and understanding and begin to walk that out in their body. So for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity, community of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of a deceitful plotting. This unity, this community thing, yielding to the theocracy of God and being intent on our hearing and listening that brings faith, not just going and sitting in church and listening so that you can memorize a scripture, but intently listening, Lord, what is it you want to say this morning? I want to hear your voice in this message. What do you want to say to me? I'm here with my brothers and sisters to meet with you, to be changed. We've got to become intent and focused to have that happen in our life. Not just be in the river neck deep, not taking a drink. We got to go in there and get our head under the water, get some water in, take it in. God doesn't want us to be filled with the seeds of the world. Listen, those little seeds, little lies that we believe, someone says something, maybe not even in a bad conversation, they say something that brings anxiety on. All of a sudden, you're thinking about the situation. We take on seeds, and the enemy is so subtle. He can even do it with truths that will cause you to worry. The Word says that he disguises himself as an angel of light. Be careful what you're hearing. That's why the Word says test the spirits to see what they are. But we take on these little seeds. You know, you can have a set of scales, and you put a grain at a time on it, and it might take you a little while, but eventually that scale is going to tip. That's what happens. We begin to take on these seeds that germinate in us, and they change. They begin to infect our God-given personality, our identity. They begin to ooze out and leak into our community. They begin to determine how we treat our brother and our sister. Not even being unaware becomes a stronghold, something we're unaware of. Got to be careful. That's why he says you need to get in on this so that you're not tossed around by every wind of doctrine, by the deceitful plotting of men. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, that you will grow up in all things into him who is the head. The Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Paul is calling, God is calling, give me the body that I've created you to be, that he may grow up into all things who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body is joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, right? Remember the blood flow down and back. We're unhealthy if we're not connected. By what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Those scriptures from 11 to 16, they are the instruction for us to have the end result of Acts 2, 41 through 47. If we'll get ourselves in that environment, then we're going to see the glory of God move just like it was in the book of Acts. Let's take our time for prayer.
Amen. You got some prayer requests over there, sister?
Miss Neva asked us to pray for her and Joe. They had to be in Oklahoma City this morning for CT and bone scans. Neva's brother, Leslie Harrington, who is having his right shoulder replaced today. We want to pray for Jonathan Peebly's mom, Brenda, who hit her leg and had to go to ER last night. My friend Nikki's mom, Patty, is having her last radiation today. We want to pray that it's effective in shrinking the spot that she has on her spine. Okay. And Monica's mama, Eva, asks for prayer for traveling mercies for Jim.
Okay.
That's my pops. He's going back to Texas today.
All right. Lord, we lift this issue with Neva and Joe to you for the CT and bone scans. God, it's our prayer, Lord. You've given us the right. Matter of fact, your word declares that we are healed. We are healed because of the stripes Jesus bore. We're made whole. So we claim that. We claim that in this situation, Father. It's just going to be our confession and our praise to you, our thanks to you, that these scans are going to come back as good reports, Lord. Father God, we give you glory for that. Father, we lift up Leslie Harrington to you, Lord, having his right shoulder replaced today. God, I speak blessings, wisdom, anointing on this doctor's hands. Father, it's going to be the easiest surgery that he's ever done. The outcome's going to be better than anyone could have imagined. Thank you, God, that you do use doctors. Lord, we don't limit you. You are sovereign. God, you can do anything you want, however you want to do it. We give you praise, Lord, for a great outcome in this situation. Pray, God, that he would just have very, very limited pain. No pain as he recovers. Let it happen easily for him, Lord. And, Father, we lift up Brenda, who hit her knee and had to go to the ER. God, we just speak health and wellness and healing, God, over that knee in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that it would just immediately return and be restored to its rightful place of health, God. I pray that it would be a testimony, God, to the people around her of your goodness and glory in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord. Patty is having radiation treatment today. Lord God, apparently there's cancer involved there, Lord. We just curse the root of cancer. It's just a name, another name that has to bow to the name of Jesus. Has no authority in the children of God. Only you do. Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus over her and over her life. Thank you, Lord God, that even though she's went through the radiation, Lord, even though, God, she is restored, health has come upon her, Father God. Thank you for a clear scan when she has to go back and they say it's all gone, Father. Thank you for healing there in Jesus' name. Father, I pray over Jim as he travels today. Your hedge of protection would be round about him. You would lead him and guide him and all that is in front of him. Lord, I pray that you would just put over his heart today the spirit of your love and grace and mercy. I pray that you would overwhelm him with your presence, Lord. In your presence, we're changed. In your presence, we're drawn. Father, just surround him and bless him as he travels in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's okay. I got you today, sister. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty. The address is 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all, she won't just bless your shoes off. She'll bless your shoes and socks off. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest today is Pastor Jason Wilhelm. His title for this morning is Kingdom Community. I want to say something.
Go ahead.
you, the message that you brought and are bringing today, this bread, is confirmation for me. The Lord told me, and I shared it with Tina, was it last week or the week before sometime? I can't remember if I shared it on the air or not, but. Yeah, I think it was during something off air. But the Lord told me, we're not waiting on him. Mm-mm. The wait is not on him. Mm-mm. Oh, Lord, when are you coming back? We're just waiting on you to come back. No. Mm-mm. Get that. Let's get that untwisted right now, y'all.
Yeah.
He is waiting on his church. Mm-hmm. How can the head come to a body that is dispersed?
It'll never happen.
And can't come together and be drawn together and unify.
Not going to.
And look past what we see.
Yep.
And look up at what's coming.
Yep. You know,
it seems like we're so busy.
It's one of the things. But it's one of the things that really disturbs me. Because there's a, I don't know how big the sect of people are, but I run into them all the time that are so hung up on end times and this and that. It's not that we shouldn't know anything about that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't mean, but we have a whole large sect of people in the body of Christ who have the sword in one hand, you know, and that one foot on top of the pew waiting for Jesus to return. He's coming for a church who's without spot and blemish. He's not coming for an organization. He's coming for his body. And it's time for, you know, today, the time is now. Our salvation is nearer than ever before, the word says. It's high time that we awake out of our slumber and sleep and work out our own salvation with precious caution for what is in us, this treasure in earthen vessels. This community thing is so vital to the church. We've got to hook up, got to get it on. If you're waiting for a move of God, let me just tell you, it happened 2,000 years ago on a cross when a man named Jesus died for you, empowered you, gave you everything that you need for life and godliness. Now it's on you to just say yes and let him be who he wants to be through your body. Let the blood, the wisdom and truth of the head flow through every area of the body so that the body can do what it's supposed to do, be equipped and do what it's supposed to do. So we're down to the last. I'm going to give you five things. We condensed this message down. I'm going to give you five things. The two scriptures that we went through, one is the end result. The other is the way we get there. Okay. The end result is Acts 2, 4, 41 through 47. The way that we get there is Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. It's the theocracy of God. It's the protocol, the pattern, the way he set up for the church to become the church. So I'm going to give you five things. What do we need to do about it as a church? Five things. Number one. Now, I'll ask you before I even lay these out there. Do you want everything that God has for you? I'm going to raise my hand. I want everything. Number one, Hebrews 13:17 is where this scripture is going to come from. Number one, be submitted. You remember Ephesians 4:11, we talked about God has given this fivefold ministry as leadership under his guidance to guide the church into who we're to be, into common unity. Be submitted. Hebrews 13:17. Obey those who rule over you and submit to them, for they watch out for your as those who must give an account. James said, let not many of you be teachers, for knowing that you will incur stricter judgment. That person in the pulpit has a great responsibility and will incur a stricter judgment under the Lord than you, because they are set in that place, not set. There by God. It is his theocracy and the way that he works. So submit. Let them do so with joy and not with grief. In other words, he says, obey them, submit to them. Don't be a thorn in their side and cause them grief. Let them do it with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. When you rebel against that person, when you have issues with what they're sharing and teaching, and you become a thorn in their side or self-important in the body and not yielding to the theocracy, when you begin to rebel to that position, you're not rebelling to that person. You're rebelling to the Lord. Don't do it. He said, stay out of that mode of thinking. Let them do it with joy, not grief, for it would be unprofitable for you if that person sets in that place in grief. Don't do that. Submit to the leadership the Lord has placed in the house. That's number one. And it's important in becoming community. If there's dissension in the ranks, there will never be community. Always division. Don't do it. A house divided against itself can't stand. Buy in. Buy into the vision of the house. If it's the house you belong to, don't look for things to be that are contrary to the vision of the house. God rules. If he gave that person a vision for the body, get in. Find out what it is. Buy in. If it's not the place you're supposed to be, go find the place you're supposed to be. But don't bring division. Buy in. Be submitted. Number two, be considerate in love. Be considerate in love. Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Always choose love. The New Testament is filled with Paul talking about preferring someone else higher than yourself. Don't make it about you. The picture we've seen in the book of Acts where they were following, they were flowing under this protocol of Ephesians 4. They were all under that authority, given to the teachings they were given, walking in fellowship, loving one another, having all things in common. They were giving everything they had away to help those around them. Always be considered in love. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. That is the synergy and power of the body of Christ. Be considered in love. Number three, be present. Be present. Hebrews 24, this is the second half of the same verse we just read. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. God, listen, online church is cool if you can't be at church, but I'm telling you this, in my opinion, my conviction, it has become a downfall to the community of believers. It has become a way of people not to join the family and build social skills among one another. Our whole country, society, the world itself has fallen to a broken social system. I'm not talking about government. I'm talking about social skills, talking face to face, eye to eye, exchanging emotion and love and all of the good things that life has to offer. That can't be done over the internet. Get to church. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, but strongly encouraging one another. You can't do it if you're not there. We were built to be strength to one another. That Ephesians 4 thing said that each joint is supplying the other. If you're not present, you can't do it. You got to get there. You got to be present. Get present in the house. Get present. That's number three. Number four, stay in the Word. Over there in Acts, it said that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the teachings of Christ, the life of Jesus, the Word of God. They stayed steadfast in it. Stay in the Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says this, study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Joshua 1:8, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Joshua 1:8, this book of my word shall not depart from your mouth. You'll meditate on it day and night and observe to do according to all that it says. Then your way will be prosperous and you will be successful. Let me tell you the difference between the Old Testament and Joshua and the New Testament with Jesus. If you will do what was said in Joshua, it points to a time that would come. if you will stay in the book of that word, if you will stay in the book of that word, let it not depart from your mouth, meditate on it, observe to do accordingly, then you'll prosper and be successful. Here's the good thing. Take it in. Let it become life, illuminated by the Spirit of God. This is how you'll carry it out. He'll do it for you. That's how. That's what it means to enter His rest. Take this into you and let Him work it out. It's, yes, Lord. Stay in the Word. It's important. That's number four. Number five, last one. Last one. Stay alert. Stay alert. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We have an enemy that wants to nothing more. He's been doing it ever since the garden with Adam and Eve. It's continued to happen all the way through the span of time. He is wants to rob the kingdom from the people of God. He does not want what God is up to happen. He knows more about the truth than most all of the believers on the planet. And he's looking to roadblock you everywhere he can. I spoke briefly about these seeds of grain that you just keep putting on the scale. Just keep putting on the scale. Eventually the scale tips. It becomes a stronghold. It becomes a weight that you can no longer balance. And what happens with a stronghold is this. All of these small seeds of anxiety, of lies, of things. Someone says this to you and you take on a thought and it becomes a seed in you. And it begins to put down roots, germinate, and then it begins to affect your personality within the body. Mm-hmm. Then it may lead to you being a backbiter. It may lead to you being a gossiper. It may lead to you, all sorts of things that it can lead to within the body. And when a stronghold is at work in a person's life, more often than not, they don't even know they're doing it. We have masses of people who are doing things in the body that cause dissension among the ranks, that bring division. They don't even realize they're doing it because they have allowed these seeds to come in so subtly. The word says that the enemy disguises himself as an angel of light. He may bring you a partial truth. He did it with Eve. Go look at it. He may bring you some truth and then infect you with a seed of anxiety, of unbelief, and you didn't even realize it happened. But eventually, enough of those seeds get in, and they're. When you think of a stronghold, think of it this way. They're building blocks, building a fort, a fortified place where somebody can live and not be hurt, harmed, or seen. I like to use a scorpion as the example of this. Scorpions are predators, and they got some venom in them, so I like to think of them like Satan. You know what I'm saying? A scorpion, when there's light around, is not seen. Not seen. He's hiding under the rocks in his stronghold where you can't see him. You don't know he's there, but he's present. When there's an opportunity for darkness, he comes out and does his thing. It could be that thing that you have these seeds built up that normally in the light, you're such a great person, but when something trips the trigger and that darkness comes in, you explode into being that other person. It's not who you are. It's a stronghold. There's the good news. But we got to stay alert. If we elevate anything above the Word of God, we're buying seeds from the enemy. If he didn't say it, don't do it. Don't believe it. Don't take it in. When you hear news or someone speaks to you, something that's contrary, that's why it's so important to be in this Word. If someone speaks to you out of line, if it doesn't line up with this word, I'm not talking about they're talking with you about theology. I'm talking about just in regular conversation. When someone says, well, you know, I seen old Monica last week and she was doing this, this, and that. Cut that off. Cut it off. Monica is my sister in the Lord. She has Jesus. You don't have to say that to them, but get it in your mind. Cut it off. Don't buy it. Because if you take that seed in and you agree that you will accuse Monica of something, we have no idea whether what was going on, right? We don't know. Paul said, who am I to judge another man's servant? Monica is the Lord's servant, not mine. I have no business judging her. I don't know. But I do know this. God loves her. Just get that in your mind. Don't buy the seeds. Don't let them come in. Because when you agree with the seed, when you listen to the story and you agree with the seed, just put another piece of grain on the scale. Yeah. Eventually, it's the balance is going to tip. It's going to overtake you. Here's the good news. Stay alert, because the enemy wants to build strongholds. Here's the good news in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly, but they're mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a secret to pulling down strongholds. I'll go ahead and finish this, and we'll talk about it, then we'll finish it up. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. His word must be exalted above everything we hear. If you hear a story about Monica, and you're not going to. If you hear a story about me, if you hear a story about whatever, your best friend, your mom, another person in the church, don't get into it. That's just an example. It could come in many forms. Any kind of conversation we get into, those seeds come. The enemy is always throwing chaff in the wind. So be careful. Be careful. But we have this power in God by His word and His life in us to pull down those strongholds. When you recognize that area of your life, here's how easy it is. The word says that godly sorrow leads to repentance. When you recognize it, it ought to bring, if you're His, it will bring, you know. When we do something stupid, and I do it all the time, it brings a sorrow to my heart. I don't want to treat my father or my brothers and sisters that way. I don't want to be that guy. And that's just because I have Him in me. When you recognize that, this is how easy it is. I recognize that that was not from the Lord. It's not because I'm an old sinner saved by grace. It's because I bought some seeds and they grew, and I don't want them there. Repentance is like pulling weeds in your yard. It's taking them up by the roots. It's not cutting them off and letting them grow again. Saying I'm sorry is cutting them off and letting them grow again. But when I repent, I'm pulling it up by the root. Here's what I'm saying. Repentance is simply this. That's not the word of God. This is the word of God. I choose the word of God. I choose to think like you think, Father, on this subject. It's that simple. You got to stay vigilant in that. So the five things: be submitted to the authority that God has placed over your life. Be considerate to one another in love. Be present in the house. You can't build community without being there. Number four, stay in the word. It's vital. It is a light to your path and a lamp to your feet. Get in the word till the word gets in you. Number five, stay alert. Be vigilant against the seeds of the enemy coming in to your heart.
I like that bread. I can almost taste the Texas Roadhouse butter on it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, brother, so much.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys having me.
You have been tuned into the hour prior to this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Jason Wilhelm, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.